What exactly is life? What is life? What is awareness? What is conscience? Or, more to the point, what makes something alive and conscious? Science still has no answers for these questions. Life is a miracle and a mystery. Science cannot penetrate further than its apparent characteristics and phenomena. Life is not a tangible entity that can be touched or observed under a microscope. Rather, life is invisible. Only its manifestations can be seen. The scope of science is limited to natural, physical realities. Science is only able to recognize life or its absence. It can only explain the biological processes that relate to life, list its characteristics, or describe its phenomena and mechanisms, but it cannot define life, or explain why something is alive, or how life is given to any organism. The most complex and outstanding organ on planet Earth is the human brain. A human brain weighs only 1.5 kilograms and contains roughly 86 billion neurons. Cognitive, movement, behavior, character traits, thoughts, emotions, decisions, and vital body functions originate in the brain. How does the brain make this happen? In other words, how does the brain make a person a human being? Do these activities, which constitute life, just rise from chemical and biological processes and complex firing of neurons across the brain? Is this sufficient explanation? According to the Quran, life is created, given, and supplied by God. Life itself, or the essence of life, is inaccessible to human knowledge. God made it so and declared it so. It is a realm that belongs only to God, as stated in the Quran. They ask you about the ruh, spirit or life in any being. Say the ruh is one of the things, the knowledge of which is only with my Lord. And of knowledge you, mankind, have been granted but little. Quran, chapter 17, verse 85. The intuitive inner sense of what is right and wrong, good and evil in conduct or motives, instilled by God in every human being, impelling them toward right action and calling them away from wrongdoing.